And that same truth, that same divine subjective truth, is bringing forth, is urging forth from within itself, the spirit of itself. It's bringing forth the very spirit of its consciousness. It's bringing forth then the substance of its consciousness. It can't bring forth a material substance of consciousness. It's only bringing forth its true spiritual substance of consciousness. And it can't bring forth a substance of an erroneous consciousness or an unconsciousness. It just, the whole thing couldn't happen, because that truth can only bring forth what it is. So it therefore can only bring forth the true spiritual substance of its consciousness. And what it brings forth is perfect. It gives you this wonderful sense of trust. It is bringing that forth. I don't have to bring it forth. It's bringing it forth. That truth is bringing forth the reality of its consciousness. And it never brings forth an unreal consciousness. It only brings forth real consciousness, the form of its consciousness, the truth form. It brings forth a real consciousness. There really isn't any other consciousness that it could bring forth. And that truth is bringing forth the order of its consciousness. That consciousness is ordered. It has order within itself. Everything within that consciousness has the ability to be in exactly the right position, exactly the right place. It has the ability within to diversify, classify, individualize. It just has an ordering ability within it. And that truth is bringing forth the order of its consciousness. And there's no way it could bring forth a chaotic consciousness or a disordered consciousness or any kind of material order of consciousness or an order of some kind of erroneous consciousness. It couldn't do it. It's only bringing forth the order of its consciousness, because it's bringing forth the spirit of itself, the spirit of its consciousness. And that truth, which is bringing forth the soul of itself, the soul of truth, the soul of its consciousness, is therefore bringing forth the identity of its consciousness. I just think that's tremendous, because I know that it couldn't bring forth a false identity of consciousness, that there would be no way that that consciousness could be undefined, could be unclear, could be corporeally defined or psychically defined, that that truth itself is the only thing that can bring forth consciousness, and it's bringing forth the soul of its consciousness, the identity of its consciousness. And it's always doing that. And it's right. It's bringing forth really the true identity of consciousness. And welling up from within itself, it's bringing forth, it's issuing forth, it's urging forth, let's say, the rule of its consciousness, the specific application of its own infinite consciousness. It's bringing forth the principle of itself. That truth is bringing forth the principle of truth. It's bringing forth its own principle of truth. It's bringing forth the structure of itself. It's bringing forth the structure of its consciousness. Only truth could bring forth consciousness, but in this instance, it's the principal aspect of it. Therefore, it's bringing through, it's issuing forth, it's urging forth the structure of its consciousness, which is great. It could never bring forth an unstructured consciousness. It could never bring forth the structure of some kind of erroneous consciousness. It can only bring forth the structure of truth consciousness. How could I ever think that I could bring that forth, or that something could be brought forth that wasn't a structured consciousness? Later, over in Christianity, we'll see that if this divine subjective being weren't bringing all that it is forth so perfectly, it would not be possible for it to objectify. It would not be possible for that which is objectified to also be perfect. But that being only has the capability of bringing forth the truth of itself. And in this instance, it's bringing forth the structure of its consciousness. It's bringing forth the system of its consciousness, the categories and classifications of its consciousness. It can't bring forth a system of any other consciousness, of any other false consciousness, only of truth.